Sia featuring Sean Paul. That's Cheap Thrills on today's Hit Music. CILFM. It's Andy Ani. A little bit of bad news for Ed Sheeran fans, me being one of them. I actually had the pleasure of seeing him at the Memphis in May Beale Street Music Festival, and I love him. So this isn't something I really was happy to hear today, but he is getting sued over his song Thinking Out Loud. Now, according to TMZ, he's being sued by the family of Ed Townsend, who co-wrote Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. And I'm just going to put this out there. I can't listen to that song without thinking of Austin Powers. So there's that. But the family has accused him of stealing the melody, the harmony, rhythm, and composition of Marvin Gaye's record. So I'm very surprised. I never would have put the two together and been like, oh, hey, yeah, Ed Sheeran's song sounds exactly like Let's Get It On. I would have never made that connection, but that is what they're saying. And, you know, we've seen this happen quite a few times, especially here recently. This is actually the second time so far Marvin Gaye's family has launched a major lawsuit against, you know, a mainstream artist. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about here. But Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines song. They got sued from them, the same people, and ended up having to pay $7.2 million. So I'm hoping that's not what happens here. But I did listen to the song side by side, and I have to be honest, they do sound very similar. So I want you to be the judge and have the opportunity to listen for yourself. So let's go ahead and first off, take a listen to Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Okay, so try to keep that melody in mind. Now take a listen to Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud.
Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
I don't know, guys. I do think that the songs are pretty similar, but you know, nowadays, almost every song sounds like another. And if we went back and sampled a bunch of songs before Marvin Gaye released, you know, Let's Get It On, which, in case you didn't know, was 1973. I looked it up. But we'd find an earlier artist who could argue, you know, Marvin Gaye stole their melody. So this could go on and on and on. And I don't know who's in the right, who's in the wrong here, but I will just point out that, yeah, I mean, I could see it. But I'll let you guys decide for yourself, make your own judgments, and the argument could go either way, really. But if you want to read more about this, you can find the article on our Facebook page, Today's Hit Music, on Facebook, and I will keep you posted on how this lawsuit works out. Until then, get ready. We've got more music coming up here in just a bit. I am out of here for the night, so be listening for Major Lazer and Ariana Grande coming up next on 101.5 CILFM.
Last year, we gave you a chance to win $25,000 with Scratch, Match, and Win.